Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. In today's fear-inspired society, I'm reminded of the story in the Bible of Esther. There she was, the Queen, in a privileged position with her own people under the threat of annihilation. For Esther to speak out about the injustices proposed upon the Jewish race at that time would have meant two things. She would reveal to her king her true identity, and secondly, she may suffer at the hands of those forces who were besieging the Jews at the time. I'm reminded of the words of Mordecai to his niece Esther. In chapter 14 we read, "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish." Like Esther, you have come to this position for a time such as this. This is our time, and as Christians, our voice should not waver. The church in New Zealand is not broken, but it is under the threat of annihilation. New Zealand does not need a new brand of religion. It needs the one thing that only God's word can give it, the unchangeable, unchanging truth of God. Like Mordecai, I'm calling on the many timid church leaders who have caved, conforming to this world, to speak against the tyranny which is enveloping this country, and most of all, to return to teaching the truth about God's word. Pastors may be under a lot of pressures to tell people what they want to hear, as their congregations aren't always interested in what God says. But we must stop confusing God's patience with his approval and preach with conviction from the pulpits again, as dying men to dying men. We don't need hesitancy in our pulpits, but strong leadership and united churches in this country to rise. We need to hear the united voice of the church putting pressure on our government for weakening what we as Christians hold as holy. Things like marriage, the family, standards on entertainment, the moral breakdown of our society, Bibles in schools, and the Ten Commandments. Yes, we need strong leadership from our pastors today who need to open a Bible and stop neglecting the truth, confusing and deceiving audiences, teaching them to live a form of Christianity void of repentance, void of truth. We need to stop confusing people about judgment, encourage repentance, and stop making excuses for sin. Our pastors need to be biblically correct rather than politically correct, not coddle and comfort, but stir and convict. We must never, never ever sacrifice the truth of God's word on the altar of political or cultural correctness.
Thank you for listening. For more information, jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.